What's up, Fandom Night, episode 46, fan special episode. Oh, I guess we're back. I'm sorry. Fucking, I didn't realize what was going on for a minute. Are we still going? Or,
yeah. Because
I heard you click shit. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so, again, this is really odd because for anybody who hasn't been paying attention, basically everybody's kind of butt-fucked with work except for, like, me and Scott and, of course, our disembodied voice.
Scotty doesn't know.
Yep. But basically...
I hate that fucking movie.
But yeah, Nick, Shane, and Bill, basically, they've decided to get butt-fucked at work because work decided to switch over how they're handling shit. So because of that, basically, yeah, they're butt-fucked and forced on, what is this, like they got to like mandatorily work like 2 weekends, and then after every 2 weekends, if they say, hey, you have to come in, they can hand them the middle finger and their boss has to accept it. Except for Bill. Bill's going to be like, okay, yeah, I need money. which, for an edge of a correction, I guess Bill listened to that episode and I was wrong. He's forcing himself because he wants to have some spare cash in case shit breaks down, which
more
I completely understand. Yeah. No, I mean, like, I completely understand that one. But either way, as I stated before, this is a fan special because we're going to be reading and answering emails because we didn't really have much of fuck else all to do.
Well, that and some of these questions we were going to try to tackle at Anime Zap, but we didn't. So
yeah, some of them we did miss, in which case the ones that Jeremy had written down at the time, I guess the paper got crumpled up and thrown at a Shane because Nick was crumpling up paper and throwing it at a Shane and...
Well, then again, I think Bill did a few times, too.
Yeah, so. I think Bill might have once or twice. But, yeah, basically, it was mostly Bill and Nick were, like, crumpling up your guys' questions and throwing them at Shane, who was sitting in the audience like a retard instead of being up on stage with us.
Around the room?
Yeah, I was actually about to get to that. So, yeah, well, Seth Lovell Sario.
Scott Action Jackson?
Yeah, I'm here.
He's here.
Contact.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
Okay, so we are back after Bill has explained to you how to get to the website and shit like that. But in the meantime, looks like I said, we've got some emails that we're going to read and answer some questions.
Questions, emails.
Which, by the way, we'll warn you ahead of time now, if your question is, when are you going to get to blank, the answer is, we get there when we get there.
That is the most asked question.
Right.
Of all the emails we get, people are constantly asking, hey, when are you going to get to this? When are you going to get to that?
Yeah.
When are you going to get to it, Seth? Come on.
We'll get there when we get there.
You
know
why?
You
need to get there yesterday.
Doesn't matter. I'm an American. I do what I want. Oh.
Okay, so.
I do what I want, when I want, who I want, how I want.
So this next question
with
runs...
bees for beer time.
Runs right alongside that first question.
Uh-huh.
Would you guys watch the first episode of each Kamen Rider and rate it? AKA,
actually,
they want reaction videos.
Right, in which case, again, that's something that we've already discussed. The way that the show is formatted, it goes, we look at the costumes cold. We don't watch any of the shows or anything. We do a cold look at the costumes, review them on their design aspects, and then after we review the costumes off of their design aspects, then what we'll do is we'll go back and we'll watch the shows. Now, lately we've been going through all of the American shit since we've gone through Super Sentai. So currently we are up to Turbo Rangers for review. However... Really?
Don't be getting distracted. Focus.
You're looking up memes and shit, but Yeah, no.
Some of the Japanese stuff might be difficult for some of us.
Well, yes, yes, that's very true, especially considering the fact that being in America, it's either purchase the shit directly from, like, you know, what is it? It's Toei, I believe, is Super Sentai.
I don't know.
I can't remember. I know Bandai is, but I can't remember if it's Toei or who else. But either way, basically, it's just kind of a matter of, you know, fucking either buy the DVDs direct or go illegally obtain them from a streaming site and watch them that way, where you have to hope to God that the fucking ads and shit that they throw down, you know, they're not what's the word for them? Oh, yeah, right, computer viruses that are going to destroy your computer.
I was going to say there's another alternative for me, and that's by way of getting a DVD set by way of eBay through another country. So.
Right, right. That's what I mean. In which case, in that instance, that's basically you're buying it direct.
Yeah.
Even if you get it fucking eBay or Amazon.
If there's some on Amazon
or
through,
you know,
a more official,
yeah,
source.
Or even if, you know, some dude in your neighborhood, if you decide to get on, like, Craigslist or some,
yeah,
shit, or, you know, we're selling shit on Facebook type of stuff, and you buy it that way, technically that is still a direct, because if it's a DVD release,
see the way
they're
that,
the ones distributing.
The way I do it might be the way we can only have access to some physical copies of the Sentais that weren't transferred over to Power Rangers. So
right, exactly. Yeah. But like I said, it's either that or fucking go to one of these streaming sites and obtain
possible
it, quote,
virus
illegally, or, you know, at least watch it, quote, illegally, because technically none of that money goes back to the company that actually produced it, which, one, kind of kills views for the shows, so it's harder for them to figure out whether you actually like the show or not, or, you know, two, like I said, spend an arm and a leg for a DVD, because in order for it to travel from Japan to America, you're already having to pay the shipping via plane or boat. Then you're also having to pay customs to make sure that it's an actual DVD and not somebody putting cocaine inside of a box and shipping it.
You want
to
know what's weird? On Amazon and eBay, especially eBay, there's like the official Japanese Blu-rays.
Right.
Of Kamen Rider, the very first Kamen Rider series.
Right.
Hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, exactly.
So that must be
That's another thing, too, is hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
Plus, not only hundreds of dollars, but then you're also having to play that gambling game of, is this actually coming with either an English
subtitles.
Dub or subtitles,
yeah,
to it? In which case, if it has subtitles, Nick will basically tell you flat out, he's not watching it. Anime, fucking live action, doesn't matter. He's not watching it if there's subtitles. Why? Because he's having to read the screen and not see what's going on. So even though you can rewatch something after you've figured out what the fuck is going on and who's saying what and who's doing what, because he has the ADD, which I have ADD and I can still follow along with subtitles, but
it's
because
called
it's subtitled,
a pause button,
and he has ADD, he can't follow along with it. So, you know, and I do get it. I completely understand it. I'm not trying to bash him for it, but if that ends up being the case, he won't be in those episodes, which some of
how
you
would
basically
Riley put this.
I am. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, like I said, when it comes right down to it, some of you already consider Nick to be a special guest anyway, because again, he's an American. He show up when he want, how he want, do what he want.
So
we'll get to it eventually, basically.
Running alongside those two questions, will you ever branch out to other shows?
We're starting to.
Yeah, we're starting to.
There's the Doctor Who one.
Well, yeah, there's the Doctor Who that you guys have been running. We recorded one earlier today for Sentai, which ended up being Ultraman.
Yeah.
We have a couple more that are in the pipeline so far, because, you know, you guys already know that we've branched off into not only the Kamen Rider, but Sailor Moon. But, you know, and of course, the one joke episode we did of the Toku Sentai. The Ginyu Force.
The Ginyu.
And running alongside what you just said in your answer, can we get the ladies back for more episodes?
Oh, of course.
I think they would be up for another Sailor Moon topic, but that's if they can find enough stuff or maybe like some emails
for them. If they can find enough stuff or if they can find the time.
Yeah.
Because at the same time, they don't have the exact same schedule we do. Like I know with, because Michelle's working at a local hospital, so sometimes her availability is kind of hit and miss because to my knowledge, she doesn't have like a pure set schedule of like Monday through Friday. You know, like, I want to say she works first shift, and normally we, like, record during second shift, so, like, 3 o'clock until, you know, 11 or midnight, depending on where you're at. Sometimes it's, you know, 10, but either way, 10, 11, or midnight.
To sum it up, they're working on the logistics of it.
Basically, yeah. Like I said, it's more a matter of, you know, scheduling and making sure that they have material to cover. So.
And then there was another one who lives out of town, right?
Yeah, Kelly lives out of town. So, I mean, that's another issue. It's like a 2 or 3 hour drive to hang out for like 2 or 3 or 4 hours just to drive 2 or 3 or 4 hours back home, you know.
We're going to have to work on Skype with that.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, exactly.
I would say Discord, but let's be honest. Not too impressed with Discord of late.
I don't know. Discord's not terrible, but when it comes right down to it, yeah. Because, I mean, what is it? Fucking one of the D&D streams that I watch off of Twitch, like everybody gets together and they talk via via Discord. And it works for them rather well, but as soon as it starts getting robot-y, they literally have to drop the call and then reconnect.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, like I said, it's hit and miss.
All right, well, here's one for me. How do I get my email read on a podcast?
Congratulations.
I'll put it to you simple. Stop asking me things like, when are you going to get to blank?
Yeah, there's that too. Because, you know, Jeremy, basically, he's the one who, since he's our tech guy, he's the one who gets the emails, reads them, and then if you get a written response, 9 times out of 10, it's Jeremy, you know, writing you back. You know, unfortunately, it's not really any of us. But again, that's because, you know, we're all busy and our schedules are kind of fuckered up.
Any of the emails that I get that are not things like, when are you getting to such and such, you know, if it's relevant, it gets to put to the group.
Yeah.
And from there, if they decide to read it on air, they can. It just depends on what we're covering at the time.
Exactly, yeah.
And also, there's quite often where, you know, because we record in advance.
Yeah.
By the time a question gets to us, odds are we've already covered it in an episode that we already recorded.
Yep.
So there's no point in reading the email when you're going to get the episode next week anyway.
Yeah, because when it comes right down to it, the Sentai we always record in batches. So for anybody who hasn't quite caught on to that, we record Sentai in batches. So we do 2 weeks worth, so that way then when we get to, you know, 2 weekends later, after, you know, either Bill doesn't have his daughter for the weekend, or after, you know, work isn't fucking everybody over or anything like that, which, since everybody's basically dicked over at work, we've kind of switched over to Jeremy's, which is why this is the second week in a row that we've been able to record. So, you know, because of that, that's making that a little bit easier for us to do shit. But when it comes right down to it, you know, if we drop Kamen Rider Black and the next episode is fucking Kamen Rider 777, you guys are like, when are you guys getting to 777? Odds are we've already recorded that episode. You just gotta wait. So.
A question for you, Seth.
Oh, shit.
Since this was something that you had a tendency to do more than anyone else, shooting back to the old Reploid production days.
Oh, man, going old school.
If you choose to...
Hold on. I gotta change out to my 10-year-old nostalgia glasses.
If you choose to redo the old horror film reviews, what would you do differently?
Ooh. I would say if I was going to redo the old horror reviews, I would probably, like, watch the movie before I reviewed it. Because when I started doing up, like, the other reviews for What's Up Fandom Night, like, when basically we weren't doing What's Ups, we were focusing on, you know, specific shows like, you know, the Sentai. And then, you know, after that, it was kind of like anything that we got around to is what we got around to. So, I was just kind of doing movie reviews just to kind of, like, keep the What's Up channel moving. So, what I ended up doing was, you know, I would watch the movie, and then after I watched the movie, like, even if I got, like, 20% of the way in, like, Stitches, when I did the Stitches movie review, I sat down, I watched it, I got like maybe up to where the kids, you know, made it to high school, which is like 15 minutes into the movie, and I was like, this movie is fucking amazing. And I paused Netflix, opened up my fucking voice recorder on my phone, and I was like, what's up? Doing a movie review. I'll be right back. And I paused the thing and fucking went back and watched the rest of the movie off of Netflix and came back, and I was like, holy fuck, this movie is great. So if I was to switch around some of those, I would probably end up doing it that way. Because I know originally in the Repoid production days when we were doing, like, the verses, like, you know, the classic versus, you know, the newer ones, we would literally, like, we'd sit down and watch, like, all the movies in a row and then, like, try to make notes as we were watching them. And that's because we were trying to do, like, compare and contrast. So obviously you can't watch Frankenstein and then go in and be like, okay, well, here's what we thought about Frankenstein. We'll be right back. And then go and fucking watch, you know, Friday the 13th Part 7, I think is what we were doing, because we were trying to do the reanimation thing, you know, and then come in and be like, okay, here's what we thought of that movie, alright, what's the difference between the two, how do they fight, how does it go? Plus, at the same time, we also let too much time go by with that as well. Because literally, we were trying to do it for like one Halloween, where it was going to be from October the 1st all the way up until like the middle of November, because we were making fun of the fact of, as soon as you have Halloween, November the 1st, sorry, that's Christmas. November the 1st starts Christmas. By the way, Christmas isn't done until January the 30th. Christmas. So we were like, no, yeah. Fuck that. Christmas is December. That fat fuck in his red suit and his sleigh with his little fucking venison, which I'm going to be eating on Thanksgiving, needs to stay the fuck out of November and wait until I'm done with my goddamn turkey.
And we're like, speaking of Christmas, here. Ready for your next one?
Oh, God, here we go.
What did Shane get on Christmas morning?
Ooh, I don't know about Christmas morning, but
I know this year I wasn't able to get Shane anything because, what was it? I didn't get out of work until 5. By the time I got to the con, it was like 5:30 or 6. We kind of trolled around for a little bit, and then I was like, it got to being like 8 or 9 because we stopped off in the game rooms, and we were playing, you know, some of the video games that they had brought over, like Rock Band and shit like that, and then we went up and played Cards Against Humanity. So when we went back down so I could buy up Shane's gag gift for the fucking con, like the con panel, they had closed down the shops, so I couldn't get Shane gay porno again.
Yet, my Christmas gift to him was a bit more hilarious.
Yeah, that's true.
My Christmas gift was a He-Man costume.
Yep, which, that one, you guys could probably still find if you go over to, the Fandom Night Facebook group page, because we shared the fuck out of it. Like, I think his old lady shared it, too, there.
Nick shared it.
Nick did.
Somebody
did
a video of it.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm talking, like, the pictures and the video. Oh, like, okay. All went up as, like, one post. And, like, I shared it into the group. I think Nick shared it into the group page. Fuck it. Somebody else shared it into the group page. So it's on the group page, like, 7 times. So that's what Shane got this year for Christmas. Was he got a fucking He-Man costume with a really shitty, like,
wig.
I'm trying to, like, describe the color, because it's not even like it's a blonde wig. It was, like, literally just, like, a yellow-ass wig. Like, think mac and cheese-style yellow, only not as orange. Like, it was ridiculous.
So he got a He-Man costume.
Yeah, he got a He-Man costume this year. It would have been a He-Man costume and an actual hardcore gay porno book instead of a Love Bus Stop, like I got him last year, which apparently, according to Bill, didn't even have a dick in it, which upset Bill, even though the gift was for Shane. The gift is for Shane, and Bill's mad about Shane's gift. It's like, what do you expect, guy?
Apparently, he expected dick.
Apparently. I mean, I could have whipped my dick out on stage, but, I mean, we wouldn't have been allowed back.
We were rated 18+.
Yeah, that's true, but even so, I'm pretty sure.
However,
somebody
we were also
complained.
Streaming live.
Exactly.
So. Well, we were streaming Buffer. Anyway.
No, I'm talking about last year's, not this year's.
So, who was the better trainer? Ash or Gary? I already have my opinion.
Actually, I think I know. I know who I'm going to say.
Go ahead.
Gary.
I agree with you completely. Why?
Overall, Gary, because I think he's a more professional with his type of training past the first season era of Pokemon.
Let me ask you something, Seth.
I'm going based off the games, though.
Yeah, so am I.
Oh, are you?
So let me ask you. While playing, let's say, for example, Red or Blue.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever stop and hug your Pokemon?
If I could have.
Did you?
Nope, because he
no.
can't.
And you know what? Ash did. Did he ever catch them all?
Nope.
Did you beat that game?
Yep.
Did you hug your Pokemon?
Nope. But I
caught
them all.
So who was the better trainer?
Me.
Gary didn't hug his shit?
Yeah.
He whooped ass and took names.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. But I'm the better trainer. Not Ash, not Gary, me. You know how I know I'm the better trainer?
He said it. He was more professional with his Pokemon.
Yeah, it's true. It's even shown in, because I went back through and I was replaying Gold and Silver. And it's even shown because Gary ends up becoming the fucking the gym leader. Because, of course, Giovanni disappears, so he ends up taking over Giovanni's gym.
So he's the 8th gym now?
Yeah, basically. Technically, he's the 16th, because after you beat
okay,
all
yeah,
of,
that's right.
Because you go through all of Johto, you beat the Elite Four, you come back, they say, hey, go to Kanto. So you go to Kanto, like, take the SSN over. And then, like, technically you fight Surge, and then... Because Surge is literally the first one there after you get off the boat. And then after that, you can fight everybody else in whatever fucking order you feel like.
But think about that, man. It would suck to be an up-and-coming trainer in Kanto.
Right.
When they're all, like, OP as hell at that point.
Right.
You walk in there with your level 12 ready to do a rock ground-type gym.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, here's my level 60.
Yeah. Well, technically speaking, because my main always is Typhlosion. So my Typhlosion was at like 60 or 62. Meanwhile, I'm walking in and the gym leader... Okay, Misty, she still has her Starmie. Technically, it should have been a Staryu, but now it's evolved into Starmie. Starmie is level 42.
But she always had a Starmie.
Or maybe it was the...
She had a Staryu and a Starmie.
Well, she...
Those were her two, wasn't it? And she might have had a Horsea, I can't
remember.
Yeah,
she had a Horsea, which is now Seadra, because it's evolved. And I know that she had the Starmie, because now it's evolved into Staryu. And I want to say she might have had, or is it, oh yeah, no, you're right, it is, it's the other way around.
No, you're thinking
No, you're thinking the anime. No, in the game, she had something else. Because, yeah, in the anime, yeah, she had Psyduck, but...
And
yeah,
Togepi.
Yeah, but in the game, like, it was something else, and I can't remember.
Yeah, in the game, she's just her strict water type.
Right.
Ugly-ass Togepi.
Togepi would have been my goddamn flyer if it wouldn't have fucking died in my Nuzlocke.
So, would you be willing to review the Harry Potter films, or do you feel they have been done to death?
Technically speaking, me personally, I feel like they've been done to death, especially considering the fact of I know of four different women who all literally bawled their eyes out to a point where they felt that a family member died when Alan Rickman went, because Severus Snape is such a great dude. He's the greatest. He's the greatest of all time because he's Severus fucking Snape. So when Alan Rickman died, they literally fucking died inside. And before he was dead, they would literally sit around and, like, jerk off to any movie with Alan Rickman in it. And that's not a joke. Like, quite literally, I know women, yes, I know women who quite literally what they did is they went out and they watched Die Hard 1 because Rickman's in it. They watched Dogma because Rickman's in it. They found a bunch of his older TV specials before he got, like, really famous, like, TV movies and shit he did. And fucking jerked off to him. They found obscure movies that he was in, like the movie Perfume. I know one girl who was a redhead, and literally because one of the lead actresses in the movie was a redhead, she went in and photoshopped her face over the actress's face to be like, yes, this is me and Alan Rickman. We're going to be getting married soon. Like, those are motherfuckers that took the fan base too far. And they're good movies based off of a good book series. But at the end of the day, one, they've fucking been done to death. And two, I don't know too many people who are on the crew who would fucking actually want to do that other than, like, maybe Nick and you and, okay, and Scott. So there's, like, three people. Because I'm not sure on Shane. I know Shane likes it, but I'm not sure if he'd be hardcore into it. So, I mean, maybe, but that's not
I think Amanda would. But
yeah, oh, no, Amanda definitely would, yeah. And yes, you would too, Amy.
So Shane is Closet Potter?
No, I'm saying he might. Like, I'm not quite sure if he would want to talk about it or not.
I didn't know that he liked it.
We don't know if he actually
does.
Yeah,
we don't know if he does or not. Okay. It's one of those things where
he's forced to go through it because of Amanda, probably.
Right. In which case, like I said, it's one
of those
things
where... That would be even
better. Yeah. It's one of those things where he might have enjoyed it and then kind of, like, fell out of it. And then now that she's, like, hardcore, like, again, sitting around, you know, jerking her clit over to fucking Harry Potter because Harry Potter's the greatest story ever.
But here would be my question to the fans. Does it have to be the films? Or would you prefer... the books to be reviewed.
No, it's got to be the Game Boy games only. You're only allowed to play the Game Boy Color games and review Harry Potter based off the Game
Boy
Color.
The reason I say that is because there's so much detail.
There's so much more in the books.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
They left out quite a bit in the films.
Even in the Goblet of Fire, there's a whole shit ton that was cut out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there is.
Let me ask you this. Do you ever see Peeves? Do you ever see Peeves?
No. And what about the anti, the thing Dobby was dealing with where he was trying to help his fellow,
That was Hermione.
Help.
Yeah.
That was Hermione doing that.
Yeah, but that wasn't in the movies either.
And then, crap, what was the other one I was... just at the...
All the different teachers, they don't mention them
in. The other, not astrology. Who's the lady that does the predictions? What did she teach?
Oh, God, yeah.
Divination.
Yes.
There was another divination teacher.
Yeah.
He was a centaur.
Yep.
Centaur?
I was gonna centaur. I was going to say, there was one in one of the movies, so they at least showed a centaur. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
But there
yeah.
was a teacher
yeah,
with
there
a
was,
classroom.
There was a centaur yeah. teacher, yeah. Because they would have to, you know, go out into the woods to take the classes, like... There's only, like, three times that they go out into the woods to take classes, and the first is when, like, Hagrid teaches.
Oh, he wasn't allowed in the woods anymore.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right.
He was excommunicated from the rest of them. He had a classroom that kind of looked like the woods.
Yeah, that's right.
And he could not leave the castle for fear of death.
Right, exactly.
But he taught actual divination, whereas Trelawney, was that her name?
Yeah.
Was considered a fraud in most instances.
Yep, exactly.
She just happened to have been a descendant of someone who once was really good.
Yeah, exactly. But like I said, it's one of those things where that's not up to me. Like, that's literally, that's my opinion. If Harry Potter got ruined for me because I knew too many women who were basically sitting around
me,
like... It's the greatest thing ever. I'm going to rub my clit like I'm watching fucking Twilight, which is all about fucking abusive relationships.
I would have no problem dipping into it as long as we leave out this newish Salamander movies out.
Oh, all of the fucking...
Are you talking Cursed Child
shit.
Or the Fantastic Beasts?
The Fantastic Beasts stuff. Because I'm just used to the Harry Potter line itself, not the new prequels.
So if I got a buzz, what I get
so,
a buzz for? Up.
If you had access to said movie, would you be willing to cover it then?
Maybe.
I mean,
know.
It does not directly tie into the movies. It doesn't.
Well, I from what I heard, the second one is going to introduce a young
you're
gonna Dumbledore.
You're going to see Dumbledore. You're going to see Grindelwald in their youth.
Yeah.
Or
youth-ish. I mean, I don't know how young you could... You could consider Dumbledore at that point. I don't know.
I mean, considering the time frame from when I saw the first Fantastic Beasts movie, it's like, this doesn't seem that far off from the first Harry Potter.
But
so.
It isn't as far as anything. Because, yeah, that one kid, he's one of the sisters, he's an evil...
And we're probably not picking you up at all, but
yeah.
Harry gets
Yeah.
meant
But yeah, I haven't seen the Fantastic Beasts movie, and I have not yet read the screenplay thing that's on Broadway. So. Yeah, that's that.
That's already been out, hasn't it?
That's
if I'm not
book.
Mistaken.
That's that book. That
it's
that's
a book.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. That's yeah. That Cursed Child. Yeah, that's a book.
So
yeah, like I said, at the end of the day, that's not really my decision to end up making, because that's just something I'm not going to be in.
But then they'll make some more stuff.
So anyway, here's one of your favorite, Scott. It's already kind of happening, obviously. Can you add a Doctor Who show?
It's been talked about, and we're kind of doing some of it in the Sentai review with the Doctor costumes. So I've heard that we're going to try a Doctor Who channel show itself.
So if I were to make an entire new stream just for Doctor Who...
Well, first off, we'd have to figure out what kind of freaking name to come up with it.
More importantly, could you come up with enough content? I mean, obviously, if it's a thing for Sentai, I don't see it being a problem for Doctor Who. It's my understanding that's been running for quite some time as well.
But I mean, with
What would you cover?
Well, I mean, obviously, we're going to have to somehow cover the series itself. Different doctors, the different allies, the different enemies. Actually, if we're able to get access to it, maybe cover some of the comics.
I see.
Maybe. There's probably
more stuff.
Could
you make it happen?
It might be possible. I'd say it is possible. We'll just, with everything else we got on top of each other.
Right.
We'll just have to wait and see when we can get time to figure everything out exactly.
And who would you need for that? You would need Nick and Shane?
Nick, Shane, me, and maybe occasionally Greg. I mean, if we're doing audio, we can just, like, Skype him in or something.
Like, I wasn't aware that Greg was a Who fan.
Greg is, because he was in one of the audios that I made with Shane.
Greg was in some of the originals that were done back on... Reploid Productions before everything kind of went to shit and got switched around, but there we go.
I would say I would try to go back to the very first episodes, but I know a lot of them are lost in history because of some major fire that happened at the BBC. But if we don't start all the way back there, we would just start with a more recent Eccleston Doctor and maybe try to go back at some points. So
switching back to Sentai real quick. They want to know if we'd be reviewing movies alongside their series counterparts, which I can somewhat answer. While the movies are intended to be reviewed as well as the series,
right.
I can't see them being... reviewed side by side.
Yeah, exactly.
More than likely, just like we're doing now, it'll be broke up.
Yeah. Because what was it? Like, we did all of, like, Mighty Morphin, and then we ended up doing, like, Alien Rangers, and then I want to say we ended up doing the movie review and then jumped into Zio.
The basic theory behind it is that we don't want to get burnt out.
Yeah, exactly.
If you just hammer everything out in order... I don't know. There's something about it where it becomes monotonous.
Yeah.
Now, I actually have a question to go with this question. Now, are they referring to the Power Rangers movies, or are they talking about the one-shot Sentai movies in Japan?
I would assume yes. To be completely honest, I mean, it wasn't specific.
Because if they're referring to the one-shot movies in Japan, we'd have to figure out where to start with that, because there's been some one-shots where it's like the team-ups between the two teams, and then there's some one-shot movies where it's like 50 years later, 100 years later.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Plus, at the same time, like I said, when it comes right down to it, you know, the way that the schedule is slated is, you know, again, we do the costumes, you know, cold, then we go in and we watch the show... And then, you know, that includes movies as well. But like I said, we've started in on the American, so if we go back and we watch, like, the Sentai show, then we would probably watch the movies as well.
Once we're able to locate some of those.
Yeah, once we're able to find them and everything and figure out where we can even watch them. But, so yeah, I would assume it would end up being the exact same schedule, because then after that we would move into other shit like, you know, the Zords that we've moved into, villains, you know, just random shit like that.
So what is our opinions on Disney buying Fox?
Ooh.
I'm going to tell you right now, right off the bat, not only am I completely for it, they're talking about how, oh, they're becoming a monopoly. Let them. I am completely okay with it. I have not seen them steer wrong so far.
I'm kind of okay with it and kind of against it. I'm okay with it when they do like what they did, which is they didn't buy all of Fox.
No.
They bought bits and pieces. So when it comes down to something like that, that I'm cool with. Now, the thing that I'm not cool with is because it will eventually, you know, if the FCC rules it to be a monopoly, then that means then that Disney's going to have to break up some of its companies and, like, piece some of that shit out. So there's a possibility that even though they own, you know, fucking Mickey Mouse and, you know, the whole nine yards from normal Disney, but they also have all of the Marvel shit now, and I mean all of the Marvel shit.
Right.
And then they have Star Wars. Basically, that means they're going to end up having to start piece out other shit, so that way then they can keep Mickey Mouse hanging out with Sora while there's fucking Jedi running around and fucking X-Men, fucking Wolverine being like, come on, bub, fucking trying to get into a fist fight with fucking Kylo Ren as Sora's walking around with the key in his goddamn Mickey Mouse shoes being like, come on, guys, we've got to save all of fucking Kingdom Hearts.
I was going to say, this does open up a shit ton of stuff with this whole purchase once it's officially finalized and stuff, because we've heard Disney offered to buy Fox. That's all it's been said right now.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Not officially done.
They've already
yet.
Put a price tag on it and everything.
Yeah, they've already put
it's
a price tag
on
it.
It's in the process of being. Yeah. The courts are looking at it.
But from what we've heard.
To see if it's legal.
We won't be able to see or hear any ramifications until years and years later.
No, I don't
believe that. No, because basically they've already pushed back fucking Deadpool. They've pushed back Deadpool, and they've pushed back a couple other movies.
Deadpool's been pushed ahead.
Yeah, it's coming out.
Oh, is it ahead? Oh, Deadpool's I thought it got pushed.
No, that's the New Mutants that's been pushed
back. Oh, yeah, no, you're right, it is. It's New Mutants.
And they've changed the rating.
Right.
They're making it PG-13 somehow, yet.
For what? For Deadpool?
No. The New Mutants.
No, okay, because I was about Deadpool to say, because for rated Deadpool, R. What the fuck, man?
They saw that it was already done filming. They said, you know what? We don't see a problem here. Just go ahead and do it.
Okay.
Yeah, what I don't understand is...
Because what I was going to say is, like, basically, last I had heard, they had pushed some of the projects back. So that way, then, just in the off chance that Disney does end up getting them, then they would have the entire full universe again to work with.
I wouldn't be surprised if they... With the new X-Men movie, the Dark Phoenix saga, whatever that's going to be called, I'm surprised that wasn't pushed back, but considering how much of it they've probably filmed already...
Right, exactly, because they basically, to my knowledge, they started doing that as soon as they were done with Apocalypse.
Yeah.
So, basically, that movie should already be done filming at this point.
Yeah, so I don't know if that might get pushed back a couple months or one additional year. Or...
Dude, speaking of completion of filming, it's my understanding they are officially done filming for Infinity War.
Right, yep.
Pretty stoked for that.
Yeah, because basically they
I don't care what shade of purple Thanos ends up being. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Which shade of purple.
Right.
If they can finally pick a shade of purple.
Right.
Yeah. But like I said, basically at the end of the day, when it comes right down to it, movies like that where, you know, it ends up being multiple parts, they've already got scripts written up and everything's done. Yes, I know. Kitty's bored.
I know for me, I'm kind of glad and not happy about the purchase, because I know that Disney's going to have a lot of its stuff. Well, I should say Marvel's going to have a lot more of its stuff back. on top of some stuff that Disney can help with.
Well, they'll have access to all of their stuff. Yeah. They won't necessarily have it back. It's owned by Disney.
Right.
Yeah, but what I was trying to mention is like Marvel will be able to have like Fantastic Four again.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I don't see Disney being like, oh, you want to use such and such character that you haven't been able to use in a long time?
Yeah.
Well, think about it. More than likely, they're going to be like, do what you do.
But
that has been their approach so far.
There's like so many properties that Fox has that I kind of wonder how or where they're going to throw it in with like some of their TV shows like The X-Files. Because I know that Disney has their own different companies that do darker movies like Touchstone Pictures. That was another company that they had control over.
So what you're saying is, say for example, they show a flashback of what was the Avengers?
Okay.
Right? The town is getting overrun. It's getting crazy. There's aliens all over the place. All of a sudden you see Mulder and Scully. They're there to investigate.
No,
it's not going to be like that.
I'm just wondering what they're going to do with some of their properties that Fox had, not time in with Marvel, but
that's kind of the point of like the whole monopoly talk. I said, if they end up ruling that to be a monopoly, because you know they would have every asset from Fox. If they bought all of Fox, Fox is done. Fox is no more. It is now owned by Disney. Fox does not exist. You have Disney. They would have to break shit up. So if Touchstone is owned by Disney, Touchstone would end up going bye-bye. Disney would no longer own Touchstone because it's got to get rid of fucking something.
It would be there in namesake only.
Exactly. So Touchstone would end up going bye-bye. But then that means if they do own shit like, you know, X-Files or things like that, that can end up going to that company as well. They could go, oh, by the way, since this is Monopoly and we have to cut ties with shit,
We're going
to
lose the Stark side.
No. Basically, what they're going to do is they're going to go, okay, so we're going to sell to you the rights of X-Files, since we now own X-Files. We'll sell to you the rights of X-Files for $100. Do what you want with it. You give me $100, which in movie talk, that would be like me saying, you see my PlayStation 4 that I just spent like $500, $500, $600 on? I'm going to sell it to you for $1. You're not allowed to sell it or remove any of the games that are on there. Well, you're not allowed to change my profile or nothing.
I could see subsidiary companies popping up.
Well,
exactly.
Well, I shouldn't have said X-Files, but what I was actually more hinting towards is what's going to happen with Gotham.
Dude, I got posed that question and it blew my mind. Okay, think about this. Gotham is now owned by Disney, right? So, think about this. You've got DCUO.
Right.
You have two main halves of that game.
Right.
Metropolis and Gotham.
Right.
Can they still do that? Can they still have Gotham in that game?
Yeah, the Gotham series was a Fox show. And
technically
now,
speaking, because when it comes right down to it, DC still owns the rights to Detective Comics and the entire DC universe. So when it comes right down to it, like games like DCUO and shit like that, they would still be able to have those rights. Why? Because those rights are owned by Warner Brothers. Now, the rights to the television show have been given over to Fox to make the television show. If that ends up being the case where now Gotham is owned by Disney because Fox is no more, which to my knowledge, it's not Fox went under and Disney said, give me that.
No, they simply sold off the rights to stuff like that. They still have their newscast, and that's pretty much it. That's what they kept.
Everything else is sports. What
they sold. Yeah.
News and sports they still have.
Yeah, right. Broadcasting was what they kept. Everything else they sold off.
Okay, so basically Fox is no longer making movies or TV or anything like that. Okay, so then yes, in that instance,
except for what they're finishing.
Right, but like I said, in that instance, everything that ended up going to Disney, as in like TVs and movies-wise, like all the rights and shit to that, and even then, that also depends, because once you start getting into, you know, talking about production and shit, that's where things get really fucked up, because they could have sold the rights to this television show. Like, we'll just use your example of X-Files. X-Files is now owned by Disney. Fox can still have the distribution rights. Meaning, if they're going to make a DVD Blu-ray set, guess what? That money goes to Fox. They can't make the show, but if you want to sell that show, or you want to fucking broadcast that show, You want to make advertising contracts? You want to make a fucking monopoly board of the new X-Files? Talk to us first.
Because I wonder if they would try that with selling Gotham to Warner Brothers. So,
I mean, at the end of the day, like Jeremy said, it's a possibility that that could simply go to a subsidiary where even though it's owned by Disney and Disney could slap their logo all over that motherfucker all day long, Marvel's not going to have any involvement in it. Why? Marvel's a subsidiary of Disney. It's the same shit as if you go into a Walmart and you're trying to return something you bought at Sam's Club. You know what they're going to tell you? Fuck off, go back to your Sam's Club. That shit is still owned by fucking Walsam or whatever the fuck the big corporation is. Like the actual fucking family that owns both Walmart and Sam's Club. But at the end of the day, even though it's owned by it, oh well. I can't do shit with that. You know why? Because my store here in Illinois doesn't have anything to do with the store in Florida, or the store in California, or the store in New York, or the store in fucking Canada, or the one in Mexico, or the one over in Europe.
So you tossed the booklet. So is that done?
Yeah, I'm pretty much tapped on questions, I think. There was a couple more in there, but we'll get to those another time.
But those are, when are you getting the blank, and we're not answering those anymore.
Something like that.
Getting the blank.
So I'm out of ammo.
No, right. Like completely out of ammo? Because how long have we been recording?
About 40-some.
Sounds good.
Shit. Well, I was about to say, we still got 20 minutes. We could answer a couple more questions. Cause,
what
shit,
you got?
let me see here. Yeah, I got 3:30 for the time, and technically Scotty and I don't have to be anywhere until fucking 6.
So what other questions you got?
You had the booklet.
This is toast.
What else was in the booklet?
It's toast.
The booklet's right there.
Motherfucker, I don't think you understand. We're practically out of questions. That's it. There are like 2 more questions in here that are not relevant.
Okay.
So
we have time. Go ahead.
Well, we can still read it because we said we'd read emails.
Sure. Why not? How do I get some Fandom Night merch?
We're still working on that.
Are we?
Yeah.
Ooh. Who's working on that?
I was working on designing the t-shirts. We were waiting on Greg to try to decide on making them up and, you know, walking around with prototypes.
Nobody working on this.
Seeing as how Greg works 16 hours a day at fucking Caterpillar and then has to go home and he's got his wife and his kid.
And we're always throwing around shirt ideas and
stuff.
Yeah,
exactly.
So.
We've got shirt ideas. We've got poster ideas. Shit, I've had an idea where we can slap our logo on a fucking coffee cup and sell you a coffee cup. Get a sticker going.
Ain't nobody working on this. It's not happening. Not right now.
Like I said, I've got designs ready. I've shared the designs. Nobody voted on shit.
At one point in time, even I was working on it.
Yeah.
But then I got sidetracked with the monetization stuff instead.
Right, exactly.
What about it?
Okay.
So that was taken like yesterday, I think. I don't know if that matters.
Random Facebook moment. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. So, this other one has already been covered in previous episodes. Where/how did your screen names come from?
Oh, yeah. That's the one that we answered at the con. That's right.
I think we answered that towards the end of the con, too. So.
Yeah. So, that one should definitely be up on the archive of the YouTube. Okay.
So, there
you
go. That's it. That's what I got.
Okay, so yeah, if that's everything, then yeah, I guess that would be the end of the episode, because like I said, when it comes right down to it, the only thing I could think of is when it comes down to the merch, like I said, some of us have worked on the designs, nobody's agreed to anything, and then after that, Greg said, yeah, I'll get to work on it, and then, unfortunately, if Greg is doing anything, no offense to the guy, but he runs on what we like to refer to as Greg time, which means, like what I said, when it comes down to when are you getting a blank, I get to it when I get to it.
I love Greg time.
I know.
Dude.
I'll be there. I'll be there in 20 minutes next weekend. Hey, you guys are at home, right? Because I'm coming over.
Dude, he did that one day. He's like, I'll be there in about 20 minutes. And then 20 minutes went by. Then another 20 minutes went by. A couple hours went by. Dude, he showed up 4 hours later.
Yep.
And that was the very first thing I asked him. I said, are you running on a special, like, Greg time?
Yeah. Where 20 minutes equals, like, 6 hours later?
The response was, dude, I know.
Now, wait. Shouldn't we refer to that as Frieza time as well?
Shit.
5 minutes.
Yeah, but technically speaking, because we've already had that argument and Bill was right, because for some strange reason, I always thought the time was a constant, but then I completely forgot that it's not. Time, technically speaking, is all... time is determined based off where it is that you're actually located at, scientifically speaking.
I thought time was big, ball, wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey.
No. That's another show you're thinking of. No, scientifically speaking, time is not a constant. Time is actually something that, you know, independently moves at its own rate. It could be faster for you or it could be slower for you, just kind of depending upon how it is that you're perceiving it. So technically, if Frieza says 5 minutes, okay, that's 5 minutes on Frieza's home planet. That's not 5 minutes on Earth. 5 minutes on another planet could be different from the 5 minutes on Earth. It could be faster, it could be slower. So technically speaking, yes, it's a lie because the entire show was supposed to be translated into English. Kind of like how if you go into the Star Wars universe, everyone speaks Common or Hutt. There is no other language. You're either speaking, "Hi, my name is Han Solo, bye," or you're speaking, "Guakaka-pukata-paludaka." Or, of course, Wookiee, which is just... Hold on. Let me do Wookiee correctly. Hold on.
Oh, my.
And then the Jabba...
There, I spoke Wookiee.
Okay.
Those are the three languages you get in Star Wars.
Well, there's also the Jabba language, too.
Oh, yeah, right. Untini?
Teeny!
Right, but like I said...
Also the Stormtrooper dying... language.
Well, the Wilhelm scream, yes. Yeah. But like I said, at the end of the day, it's supposed to be translated into English, which basically means 5 minutes means 5 minutes. Why? Because it's a movie made on Earth for Earthlings talking about outer space. Technically speaking, if you went to another planet and you were saying 5 minutes, that's not 5 minutes Earth time. That's 5 minutes of Mars time.
Get your ass to Mars.
And maybe later. Either way, that's the end of that episode because I'm done rambling for once.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.